You know what I just realized? I'm recording this on Friday, November 1st. It's going to be the episode that releases on Thursday, November something. And I should already know whether I was cast in the musical You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Because the callbacks were, as I'm recording this, the first day of this week. They were Sunday the 27th of October. And they said we would know by Monday, November 4th, which was days ago for you, but it's still in the future for me as I record this episode. So I know, but I can't tell you because I don't know. I don't know what I know. I know. You get it.
Your daily Lex.
I'm reminded a little bit of when I didn't get cast as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof because the director was like, oh, you should absolutely play Tevye one day, but you're too young. You don't look burdened enough. You don't look like you could have had all those children, which of course I could have had. As I was thinking about whether I would be cast in between auditioning and, you know, finding out, or in between callbacks and finding out, you start to get excited about the role. Now, Charlie Brown and Tevye, honestly, they have a decent amount in common. Like, they both are sufferers, but they're also obviously very different. But there is, in very different ways, weight to those roles that I think about. They're both in comedies, actually, although obviously there's plenty of sadness in each in different ways. But, you know, in Fiddler, Tevye's got to have a certain gravitas and really convey a lot. And he has to be likable. Like, you have to like Tevye. Otherwise, that show is painful. But with Charlie Brown, not as heavy a role in many ways that, you know, the story of Fiddler requires, but an iconic character, and you're not going to look anything like him, right? Like, they might put you in that shirt. Maybe in some productions they would give you like a weird hair cap thing, but you're now going to be, typically people don't do that show as an impersonation, right? They don't sound like the Charlie Brown character that you've seen in the cartoons. They just are themselves, and they are embodying Charlie Brown. It's the same way as if you've ever seen any of these weird Winnie the Pooh musicals, which I can't recommend that you do. People often wear things that hint at the costumes. I think that's how the tour of Shrek is going right now, which is not the way I would do it, but like they're hinting at the costumes. So I just think, I've been thinking for a couple days about how there's, I'm not in any way trying to denigrate You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. I also don't think it's like the highest of high theater, if you will. But there is like some responsibility to, you got to do a good job with Charlie Brown. So whether I will get it or not, I don't know. But I do know by the time you're hearing this episode, unless they've gone really, really slow. Funnily enough, the director of the show and the choreographer of the show, who are a married couple, were also buying a house this current week while I'm recording. The week in between when they did callbacks and when they're going to do casting. So like they're moving out of one house and touching up the wall paint or something. And then they're moving into the new house and getting that all set up and packing and unpacking and all that. Doing that while casting a show seems like a lot. So I don't envy them that. Also, interestingly, I never really have any interest in directing. A lot of actors want to direct. It's even like that quintessential cliched trope. What I really want to do is direct. No, I don't. I don't think I would be especially good at it. I think I could help get good performances out of actors. I don't think I have a special eye for blocking or creativity on that front. And it's interesting to me to have like a creative pursuit and a more creative theatrical pursuit that doesn't really hold any appeal for me, but I'm just not into it. Like I said, I don't think I'd be great at it. And overall, I think it's more fun to be the actor who like gets to do the thing and get the applause. But what do I know? I know me. Anyway, it's, what day is this? This is Thursday. Wow. Almost done. I'm almost done with my week of, pre-built episodes. And so far I've been posting them one at a time, all on this Friday, November 1st. And so far I haven't made a mistake and posted any of them early. So way to go me. Anyway, I hope you are having a wonderful week, and tomorrow's Friday. So you made it through another week, and look at this. It's another Your Daily Lex in the Can. Incredible work to all of us.
Lex.